Outside, there were shouts of fire in the yard, screams, running footsteps, the whinny of frightened horses, and the frantic barking of the castle dogs. The howling was gone, she realized, as she listened to the cacophony. The direwolves had fallen silent. Catelyn said a silent prayer of thanks to the seven faces of God as she went to the window. Across the bailey, long tongues of fire shot from the windows of the library. She watched the smoke rise into the sky and thought sadly of all the books the Starks had gathered over the centuries. Then she closed the shutters. When she turned away from the window, the man was in the room with her.
"You weren't supposed to be here," he muttered sourly. "No one was supposed to be here."
He was a small, dirty man, in filthy brown clothing, and he stank of horses. Catelyn knew all the men who worked in their stables, and he was none of them. He was gaunt, with limp blonde hair and pale eyes, deep sunk in a bony face, and there was a dagger in his hand. Catelyn looked at the knife, then at Bran. "No," she said, the word stuck in her throat, the merest whisper. He must have heard her.
"It's a mercy," he said. "He's dead already."